20. What do you think about mercy killing?
A very emotional issue that has been in and out of the press recently is that of euthanasia, or mercy killing. Have you ever thought about this issue? What do you think about mercy killing?
This is a really big issue. A lot of people are very strong believers in euthanasia, especially euthanasia for people suffering from terminal diseases. I support mercy killing to a degree, I guess. If it's a way for someone to die a little bit earlier, with dignity and less pain, then I think the patient should have that option open to him. But I do think the patient has to make that decision, not their family. It will be interesting to see what happens over the next few years. I really hope the laws will change to help these people.
In theory, mercy killing sounds like a very humane, compassionate idea. In practice, however, it raises many complex questions. For example, who should make the decision? If a patient can't communicate, can someone else be given the power to end a life? It becomes a subjective decision, which will only lead to more and more court battles in an already overburdened legal system. But personally, I've never been in that situation. I might change my opinion if I, or someone I care about, were afflicted with some terrible disease from which there was no hope of recovery. Perhaps it's best if we stick with the status quo.
In one way, I think helping someone die is like playing God. But, on the other hand, if I were a doctor watching a patient deteriorating day after day, of course I would want to help him. That's really the person in the hardest position, the doctor. Because usually, it's doctors that people turn to for help. If a doctor chooses to help someone because that's what the patient really wants, then I don't think the doctor should have to face any legal complications.